take their herd of sheep, which was their livelihood, which was the way they took care of themselves and their family, and they had to move them from grazing ground to grazing ground. And so it wasn't this pastoral setting of just sitting there, but it was always looking for where was there some grass. And the terrain, as I said, was hilly and rocky. And it was not easy work, and it was at times a dangerous work, particularly at night. Shepherds worked all the time because sheep graze all the time. They don't sleep much. And especially at night when predators, wolves or other animals that might want to eat the sheep, the shepherd had to be on high alert and had to protect those. And so when Jesus talks about being a shepherd, people would immediately associate with that someone who had great devotion to his sheep. And even a deep bond. This person spent their 24 hours a day, virtually 7 days a week, with their herd of sheep. So there was this deep bond, and there was this relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And there was also, people would have known, that the shepherd, in many ways, did everything he could to take care of those sheep, to protect them, to keep them safe, to keep them healthy. Shepherds also knew, and people knew this in Jesus' day, that sheep are not the smartest of animals. Did you know that? You probably knew that. You know, so if one sheep starts running, they all start to run. If one starts running off the side of a hill or a cliff, they'll all go off the side of a hill or a cliff. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? We can be like that sometimes, can't we? Where, you know, we get caught up in something and off we go with the masses or the crowd or whatever. Sheep got lost, though. They would wander off, or one or two would wander off, and the shepherd would have to go and seek them and pursue them. And there's that other great image of Jesus, the parable he tells of the lost sheep, where the shepherd is willing to go in search of the one lost sheep. You know, we don't get lost as much anymore ourselves as we used to in the days before GPS. Do we remember those days? I do. We all do. Most of us do. But even with GPS, we still get lost sometimes, sometimes worse. And you know that feeling of being lost, and sometimes we get lost when we're trying to get from one place to another place, from point A to point B. But there's also other ways that we feel lost. Sometimes we feel lost when we're at a new place, a new job, a new school, a new situation, and we don't know anyone. Or maybe, I don't know if we have any visitors here this morning, but sometimes when we go to a new church, we can feel lost because we look around and we don't know anybody, and we're a little anxious about that. And so we can get lost and feel lost in lots of different ways. And isn't it amazing when you have that feeling? So have you ever been lost and you ask somebody and they try to give you directions and you're trying to write it down? But sometimes somebody will say, hey, I tell you what, why don't you just follow me and I'll take you right to where you need to go. And then you're like, oh, thank you. Thank goodness. Or if you're in that situation and in a place where you don't know anybody and somebody walks up to you and with warmth and generosity says, hello, you look a little lost. How can I help you? Or let me show you around, or let me introduce you to some folks. And you know that feeling of, oh, I'm not in this place by myself. I'm not alone. I just met this person, but this person now is going to shepherd me and take me under their wing as I learn about this new place that we're in. A person comes along and says, here's the way, or let me introduce you to these people that you don't know. One person who we then feel connected to. So we've got Jesus talking about the Good Shepherd. We've got that feeling of being lost. And then we've got Jesus saying in this passage from John, the sheep know my name, and I know the name of my sheep, and I call them each by name, and I call them to follow me. You know, in the Hebrew, and we heard this in the psalm, in the Hebrew, the word follow can also mean pursue. And so I like that, because what it means is that Jesus, our great shepherd, not only wants us to follow him, but he's pursuing us, even as he's calling us to follow him. Have you ever felt that way? You've been lost. Now we're talking about maybe spiritually feeling lost or at sorts, out of sorts, and you're not sure what to do next or where to go or what's going to come next. And you're open to God, but somehow you feel like God comes to you. Comes to you and says your name. You know, it's that personal, it's that intimate. God knows you and reaches out to you. You're not reaching to God. God is reaching to you and inviting you to follow. So, last image, apparently the shepherd's crook, and our bishops, you know, symbolically carry their staff, the shepherd's staff. So on one end is the crook, right? It's like a hook. And so supposedly shepherds use that when the sheep are running crazy and they can grab them around the neck and pull them back and get them back out from danger or get them back going in the right direction. I think God sometimes does that with us. And then the other end of the shepherd's staff is blunt. It's like a stick that can prod, that can push people in the direction that God wants us to go in. So this morning, as we contemplate this image, this powerful image that is kind of foreign to us, let's think about God as our shepherd, who not only calls us to follow him, but who is indeed pursuing us. And who, just like the person when we feel lost, gives us the way to find where we're needing to go, or welcomes us into a strange and unfamiliar place, that God, our Good Shepherd, is doing that each and every day in each of our lives, calling us by name, keeping us at times from harm with the crook of his staff, pulling us back onto the right path, and at other times taking the other end of the staff and saying, okay, now you're ready, go this way, get moving, proclaim the good news of God's love in Christ. Jesus, the great shepherd, let us give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our common faith.